so as we just noted in davening, today is Rosh Chodesh Av, so it's the beginning of the 9 days, and this is a time period that begins a discussion and a focus on Churban in a more intense kind of way. And when we think about the prophet of Churban, the Navi that had to deal with Churban, it's obviously Yirmiyahu HaNavi. He had a very difficult assignment. He had to live through Churban Bayis Rishon. He had to describe the destruction both before it happened and then after it happened, and it's not so surprising that on Tisha B'Av we look to the words of Yirmiyahu when we read Megillas Eicha, and his nevuos are on the very short list of items that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. And it seems almost like here we are on the last day of camp, where we're celebrating in a certain sense a month of learning Torah, Bahasmada, and growing together. Here we are on a time that's intensifying our sense of Avelus, and how do we reconcile the two? So we look to Yirmiyahu, and we think of the words of Yirmiyahu. The third parak of Eicha shifts the focus from the destruction that Yirmiyahu is witnessing to the fact that he was the one that drew the short straw. He had to be the Navi that was chosen to shepherd Klal Yisrael through this most challenging, this most difficult time in their history. And he begins by describing Ani Agever, that this man Yirmiyahu saw the Ani B'Shevet Avraso. I'm the man who's seen the affliction by the rod of his anger. And he continues to describe how the task has totally worn him down and all the challenges he had to face. And then out of nowhere in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, like, he totally changes. He says Zos Hashem Elibi Alkein Ochil. He says, but Zos, Hashem Elibi, I bear in mind Zos, this I bear in mind, and because I bear this in mind, therefore I still have some hope. Because of Zos, there's still hope. And he goes on to tell us that, Hashem's not going to reject us forever, even though the rejection feels like it's very hard to take, but it's not going to last forever. Well, what exactly is the Zos? What caused the about face? Where did he find the hope? What was Ochel Elibi? What was the hope that Yirmiyahu had found? And furthermore, each day at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, we briefly daven. Rabbi Reisman told us the other day that this is how to fulfill Tzipis LeYeshua sometimes, that if you wake yourself up when you take three steps back, so you should at least focus on the next few words that you're saying. So we daven every day. So it makes plenty of sense to daven for the Beis HaMikdash. We have a half a dozen brachas of Shemoneh Esrei that relate to davening for the Beis HaMikdash. And if tefillah is connected to the karbanos, so it makes sense. The conclusion of tefillah is the most appropriate time to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring back the Beis HaMikdash. We'd like to be able to experience the Beis HaMikdash again, so that we're not just describing things in tefillah, but that we're actually experiencing the real thing. What's confusing, though, is that there's a phrase that totally doesn't belong in there. The same chalkein b'sar secha, right? You just pay attention to what it says. Yiras m'vnach Hashem chalkein v'lekev v'sein shei bana beis hamikdash v'yameinu. What would have been lost if it just would have then said v'shamna v'adcha b'yira k'me'alam k'shon k'nios? Right in between the shei bana beis hamikdash v'yameinu and v'shamna v'adcha b'yira, we have v'sein chalkein b'sar secha. What's the same chalkein b'sar secha doing right in the middle of a tefillah that relates to the Beis HaMikdash? So the answer to the first question is really explicit in the Medrash. Zos ashev elibi, ein zos ela Torah, says the Medrash. V'hu sha'amar David lulei sarascha sha'ashuai oz avadati ba'ani. Had it not been that I had the Torah, I would have been lost in my affliction. Yirmiyahu knew that even in destruction, and even in the shadows of the what seems like Hashem's rejection of us, that ray of hope, the way out, is always through Torah. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he was offered a request to be granted by Aspasinus Kesar in the Churban Agaditas, so what did he ask for? He asked for three things, but the first of them is, Tainli Yavne v'chachameha. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Malchus Yisrael is going to end. Kahuna Gedola would cease, but Avoda would become something of the past. But so long as Yavne v'chachameha existed, then there's hope for the Jewish people and our ability to connect to and relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Samaches tells us a disturbing story. Tells us, Kishachala Rabbi Eliezer, Nichnasu Rabbi Akiva v'chaverev levakro. When Rabbi Eliezer got sick, Rabbi Akiva and the other chaver went to visit him. Amar lahem lama basem. So Rabbi Eliezer said to them, why did you come? So Amar lo, lilmo Torah banu. What do you mean, why did we come? You're our Rebbe, we came to learn Torah. So Amar lahem v'adakshav, v'lama lo basem. If you wanted to learn Torah, where have you been? So Amar lo, lo hayelanu p'nai. We just didn't have time. Amar lahem, tamia ani im yamusu misas atzman. I wonder if you're going to die a natural death. Amrlo Rabbi Akiva shalimahu. So Rabbi Akiva said, yeah, what's my death going to be like? Amrlo shalcha kashim yishalem. It's going to be worse than everybody else's. How did Rabbi Akiva react to the news of his death being worse than everybody else's? He was told, shalcha kashim yishalem. Oh, what's in it? What you have in store, you don't even want to know about what you have in store. How did he react to that? How did he deal with the idea that his end would be a terrible, terrible end, as it was? The Gemara stops the story right there. It finishes the story right there. What was the next step of the conversation like? What do you say to that when someone says, by the way, you're going to die this horrific, vicious, terrible death? How did Rabbi Akiva respond? So the Gemara doesn't tell us how he responded, but the Zohar in Parshas Vayera does tell us how he responded. And the Zohar writes that Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Elazar, Olif Liya Raisa, Teach me some Torah. Meaning, I came here for a reason. I told you what I came here for. I came here to learn some Torah. So teach me some Torah. When everything was hopeless, when he got the worst news you could possibly get, what does a Jew do? Teach me some Torah. That's where we find our comfort. That's where we find our nechama. That's where we find our path out of the darkness and difficult times. Always, always through Torah. But even though we have Torah, we recognize that our Torah also is lav shasak, that our Torah is incomplete without the Beis HaMikdash, that our Torah is not in its maximum form without a Beis HaMikdash. The Gra, in his introduction to Tikkuni Zohar, explains the Pasuk in Eicha that says that Malcha v'sareha bagoyim ein Torah. The Gra explains that means Sha'ata ein onu mekabin shum dover chadash b'Torah kamo b'zman Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays we cannot achieve anything new in Torah like they did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Ela masha anu motzin kasuv b'sifrei rishonim. We only find what was written in earlier generations. B'zman Beis HaMikdash, hayu mashkim l'Torah, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash they'd be able to develop the Torah. The Gra says that Rabbi Akiva was able to teach halachos and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to darshan. To darshan every kotz, there was a chiddush in Torah. So when we daven that we want the Beis HaMikdash back, right in the middle of that tefillah, we say, v'sein chalkeinu b'sarasecha, to give our own portion in Torah back. We now study the portion that earlier generations had, and we try to understand it to the best of our ability. But we want the capacity to claim our own portion in Torah. Rav Asher Weiss suggests that's the reason we no longer have Dalim Misos Beis Din, is that if there's any small doubt in the Din, then you can't execute a person. Nowadays, we just can't have the confidence and the clarity in Torah, because there's always a small doubt in the Din, so we can't have Dalim Misos Beis Din. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamre, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, at the very beginning, writes of the Beis Din Agadol. The Rambam writes, "Va'aleim ifticha Torah, shenemra al pi haTorah asher yorucha, v'al mishpat asher yomelucha ta'ase." Rav Asher Weiss notes that the word hifticha seems out of place. What's the bitachon of the Beis Din Agadol? It's the authority that they were invested with. Not bitachon, what's bitachon? But maybe the bitachon refers to the ability to learn Torah is something that you could always trust in, that you could always rely on, that no matter what else falls apart, what else happens to Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, one thing that we can always have faith in, that we know will always be available to us, will always be there for us, is our Torah. And it's only the Beis Din HaGadol whose Torah must be completely trusted, because they enjoyed the Siyata Deshmaya of the Mikdash. So, yeah, this is a period where we begin a more intense form of mourning. But it's Dafka through a period where we begin a more intense form of mourning, Dafka, as we're saying that tefillah with a little more concentration of Yehi Ratzon L'fenecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avotenu She'ebanu Be'etzem B'Meheru V'Yameinu, it's so appropriate that we're concluding these 4 weeks of learning three Sedarim a day, of being able to be exposed to Baruch Hashem world-class Talmidei Chachamim and Talmud Torah, hopefully on a very high level. Now, obviously, everyone knows here, everyone here is such an incredible Ben Torah. We all know that when Keli Masmidim is over, we just move on to the next avenue through which we could develop our abilities in learning and develop our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because we know, as we approach times of Chorban, that it's almost like it's sad and ironic that so many yeshivas have been asmanim dafka around this time. Classically, yeshivas waited till after Tisha B'Av, but this is a time where we intensify our Talmud Torah, because we know that that's ultimately what brings us close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just again, want to thank everybody for creating that kind of atmosphere where Talmud Torah was something that was that you would feel in the camp, and that anyone visiting the camp, anyone spending any time here, could walk into the Beis Medrash and can hear a Kol Torah that was like any yeshiva, and that can give a person that sense of chizik that the Torah continues, and the Torah continues in a very, very strong way. And you should all continue to be matzliach in your learning and your development as B'nai Torah and Bez Shemes Talmidei Chachamim. Okay.